Enough of macroeconomics. It's time for finances of a more personal nature. Writer Michelle Singletary is notoriously frugal, she says cheap, but that's why her financial advice column, The Color of Money, is such a common sense hit, syndicated in 120 papers. Michelle joins us each week on Tuesdays. Her topic this week is seasonal beach reading. Yes, Michelle has a list of books that she says can help you make the most of your income while you're working on your tan or sipping a fruit-based cocktail.
My first recommendation is a book called Don't Spin Your Raise by Dara Duguay. And I picked this book because it's so easy to read. No chapter is longer than 4 pages, which is what you want if you're lying on the beach, and it's a personal finance book.
Now, from the title of this book, Don't Spend That Raise, I gather this book has to do with if you get a little something, set it aside, and it's not really extra money. It should be extra savings.
Absolutely, absolutely. That is the most important thing for anybody at any income level. Whenever you get a raise or a bonus, put all of it or some of it away right away because you're already living on that old salary. And so if you can do that, you will have automatic savings. And before you know it, your savings will grow. Now, someone wrote into me, email, said, oh, but if I did that, I'd still be living off of the $20,000 I made when I first started out in the business. Maybe that's a little extreme. But the point is that you can live at a certain level way below what most of us spend right now.
Okay, another book you're recommending, Beach Reading, What You Need to Do Now, an 8-point action plan to secure your financial independence. This is another beachside book?
Yes, I know. Ignore the title. I love Rick Edelman, but that title is a little off-putting for summer reading. But listen, it's very light reading, really easy to read, really short chapters. I mean, this is the kind of thing that will fit comfortably in your tote bag, and yet you can just pull it out and start talking about the kinds of things that you need to do for your financial life. I mean, you're taking a vacation, but when you get back, you're going to realize the economy is still bad, and you know, down the road may be laid off. So the kind of things he talks about is putting 3 to 6 months living expenses away. You know, definitely take care of your cash reserves. If you do not have 3 to 6 months living expenses, you probably should not be on that vacation that you're on right now.
You should be sitting at home, putting that money in the bank.
You should be sitting at home, putting that money in the bank. Absolutely.
Canning vegetables. Okay, the last book on your list, The Motley Fool's Guide to Couples and Cash, How to Handle Money with Your Honey.
Oh, I love that title. Now, see, that's a beach title, Honey and Money. You can get with that, right? But this book is really to start that conversation with your honey about the money that you're both spending. One of the top reasons why people get divorced is financial problems. And that is incredible.
But you know, you've raised something here. I mean, most of us have plenty of those conversations with our honeys about money, and they don't always go very well.
Absolutely. They're very acrimonious. They, you know, someone is fussing or cussing, you know, or blaming. I mean, the thing about this book is that it will help you to start a conversation that doesn't end up in somebody wanting to throw something at someone. So it gives you a plan on where to start and mock conversations and bullet points and all those kinds of things. And if you're on vacation, you might be a little bit more relaxed. You know, you got a couple daiquiris under you, so you may not be so averse to talking about some of the money issues that you've had.
Michelle, thanks for coming in.
You're so welcome. Thank you.
Michelle Singletary writes the syndicated column Color of Money for the Washington Post, and she joins us each Tuesday.